Hello and welcome to this week's Three Cuckoos podcast, episode 15.
1-5.
Firstly, let me thank you.
1-5.
1.
It's about every week.
1-1.
1.
1-5. Bees in the hive.
Here we go. Shout them as we go.
Firstly, let me say, God, this has started really well. Let me just say thank you very much for downloading or streaming from your bedside.
It's a nasty coffee.
He's gone.
He's gone already. Jesus, didn't take long, did it? It's not even been a minute.
Record.
So
record
I'm sure you don't need to tell me. I don't need to tell you this, but I've got Marcus Ibbotsinus with me. He just waved because he can't breathe.
Dear.
And Mr. Timothy Newsom Ward.
Yo.
You're not keeping us in suspense this week.
Nah. I liked it. You can only do it once or twice.
I was suspenseful last week.
I was.
Hi. Hello.
Yo.
Welcome. It's going to be like this.
It's going to be.
I think
it's gonna be a short one tonight.
All day. It's going to be.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Better put an ambulance.
Oh, I've got all dizzy.
It's the cake. We've had some wicked cake.
Yeah.
Shout to Mark's missus.
Catherine, yeah, well done.
Yo, Catherine.
Cake cook.
Yeah, just lose the fucking dried fruit, please.
Oh, no, the fruit was good and it wasn't dry in the slightest.
It was lovely and moist.
It was, like my shout-outs. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's Three Cuckoos podcast.
Welcome.
Keep downloading and keep subscribing and keep texting and tweeting and stuff. It's cool, it's good, it's excellent. And it's coming up to Christmas. And can I just say, I have now decorated my lounge.
It's weird. Have you got the tree up?
Yeah.
Have you got tinsel up?
I don't do tinsel.
No, it's a bit old now, isn't it, tinsel?
Yeah, you haven't gone tinsel either, have you?
No.
We've gone tree up.
Yeah.
New lights, because I couldn't find my lights, so I've had to go out and buy some.
Light fiasco.
Lights aren't up in the window yet, but they're going to go
coming.
Up.
Yeah.
And it's all good. Kids are excited.
Oh, yes.
Advent calendar's on the go. Although having a two-year-old and an advent calendar just don't work.
Don't really get it.
Well, you come down in the morning, and mine's like a wooden advent calendar, like the old traditional ones. So I fill it with chocolate, and he just comes down in the morning, just literally eats all the chocolate.
Oh, 24.
I'm just constantly filling it up.
That sounds like my
good
kind of advent calendar.
So what have you got up to this week, man?
This week, I have mostly been
working.
Really. Watched a couple of films.
You've been working 9 to 5.
What have you been doing? What
this
do you
do to make a living?
This week I've been setting up. It might confuse you. It confuses me.
Really?
State machines.
Yeah, it's confused me.
Which are like little bits in game, scripted bits, which sort of do things when other things do other things. So states.
Shout out to all those gamer nerds out there who know what the hell he's talking.
I'm scripting gameplay, really.
There you go.
So we're setting up this bit with this creature called the Huge.
Is this for the corridor?
Yeah. So you basically...
Have we started on the Three Cuckoos game yet?
Don't give it away.
Built. It's going to be out soon.
I'd love it.
I had a really good idea.
Have you just pasted Rob's head onto the
Flappy that's what
bird.
It was going to be.
That's all I want.
Flappy Cuckoo.
Could do something like that. Flappy Cuckoo.
Yeah.
And then you
get to unlock
films.
Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's...
And then obviously, if you're really good, you unlock Tim.
Yeah.
And then...
Unlock.
Yeah. And then you just get us in different guises, just unlock different...
Yeah, different cuckoos.
Yeah.
You've got to hit the screen harder for me, because I'm fatter.
Or you could go old school and do Othello, centerfold squares.
Ooh,
but
yes.
you unlock pictures of us.
In compromising positions.
Years ago, there was a game called Centerfold Squares, and you used to play Othello.
Yeah.
To... Take
unlock.
I know what you're talking
off.
About.
Yeah,
everyone knows what that game was.
Ladies would reveal themselves
in intimate
boobies.
Areas.
Boobies.
Yes. So you could do that with us.
Boobies and bush.
Three cuckoo. The three cuckoo squares.
Cuckoo squares.
Cuckoo squares.
Could do that. Pretty easy. Yeah. So that's what I've been doing. Watched a few films this week.
Oh, what have you watched?
Watched Transcendence with the Depp, and I watched Lucy today with the other Depp,
Johnny of the Depp.
Yeah. So, pretty good films.
Is Lucy all right?
Yeah, Lucy's good. It's very...
Scarlett Johansson, right?
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson, yeah. It's very Luke
Is that
Benson-y.
The one with Morgan Freeman in?
Yeah. Mm. She's like this...
I am more than Freeman.
They got panelled.
It did. I know why it did, but it's kind of quite cool to watch.
Yeah.
There's some bits in it you think, yeah, but some good bits in it, like what actually happens to her and what it's all about and the bigger picture is pretty cool.
How many cuckoos? Out of 13, remember?
Might give it 8 to 9. 8.5.
It's quite high.
Yeah. Mm.
8.5 cuckoos?
Yeah.
We've just chopped a cuckoo in half.
It's a couple of cuckoo's legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eight and two legs.
It's kind of it was very watchable.
Maybe a wing.
Because it was more about... Because you don't know anything about her when it starts. You just know she's this woman and she gets asked to do this thing and then it all sort of starts from there. But it's... I mean, it's very Luke Benson. Some of it's like...
Leave the gimp alone.
It's very what?
You know, have you seen Fifth Element, Luke Benson?
Besson.
Oh, I call him Benson.
Benson?
Benson.
Benson.
Benson? George Benson?
It's the Yorkshire term for him.
In your...
Oh, yeah. What a man.
I think he's French.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Who, George Benson?
Hey, old yeah. Luke.
George Benson was never French.
Benson?
Oh, that Luke.
Was there a TV programme called Benson?
I don't know.
When I were a kid.
Sounds like the name of a dog. Yeah, I think you might be right, actually. Go on, anyway.
What were
you,
butler? Saying?
George Benson. Yeah, so George Benson's directed it. But you know, like the Fifth Element, everything's like really crazy and loud and it's like that.
Action-packed.
Yeah, and it's kind of... You can't really say much about it because it just... There's only like one key thing that happens in the film, and that's the whole entire. It's all based around that entire. That's the whole story. So, yeah. I won't really say what it's about in case you want to watch it. But Transcendence was good because that's more about.
Holy shit!
It's the film itself is all right, but
that's
the idea,
the
depth, and Morgan Freeman's in that as well. Actually,
Johnny,
and that's more about he dies, becomes a
spoiler.
I think you know that from the.
It's in the trailer. Yeah, it is in the trailer.
So he basically
is it a Tim Burton film? Is Helena Bonham Carter in it?
She is.
Is she?
Nah.
Bloody hell. It's a first.
I know. But that's good as well because it's more about where AI is going.
Yeah.
And it's actually been in the news with Stephen Hawking recently, so it was quite cool.
Cool.
About how dangerous it could be to sort of let an AI get to that sort of level of sophistication and be like a human and have that kind of power.
But like Lawnmower Man, definitely.
It does. It feels a bit like Lawnmower Man when you watch it. Yeah, that kind of technology, scary technology. Well, because when I was watching it with my brother on Saturday, we kind of said it feels a bit Lawnmower Man.
Oh, cool. There you go then.
So there you go. That's kind of.
What about you, Mark? Have you been doing out this week?
No,
nothing at all. You've
been
for
off this week.
A meal tonight, haven't you?
You've been off again.
Yeah, it's just because I quit my job and I start another one.
Started another one
on Monday. I start.
Is this another one?
Okay.
Is this another one?
Yeah, another one.
So have you had a rest period?
No, I haven't had a fucking rest period. So Friday, Saturday.
He's bitter about that.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, they put me on four shifts in a row. Ooh. Now bear in mind, I only do long days. So I worked 8 in the morning till 9 at night.
Wow.
Friday, Saturday.
Oh, really?
Sunday and Monday.
I touched a nerve.
So
I've touched a nerve.
Go fuck yourselves.
Thanks.
The managers at work. Bunch of bastards.
So you've quit there now then?
No, my last shift's on Saturday. I can't wait to get out of the
And
place.
When do you
Shit
start
Monday.
Your... Ah, so no rest time.
Are you going to leave a big steaming turd on someone's desk when you leave?
Done it.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
In a bag or just raw on the table?
On the desk.
On a flaming bag.
I might leave
bag.
Another one, maybe in a drawer. Just hidden.
Yeah, hide. You got to hide one because it'll give them something
I
to
think
do.
So.
On the chair, just take the layer of fabric off, do it, and then stitch it all back
it
up.
Well, just so they didn't know that, like,
spread it.
What else have I done? got my new car on Tuesday.
Yeah. Did you get your
I did.
One you wanted?
I fucking love it.
The Ferrari.
Nice. So you picked it up?
No, they dropped it off.
Did they?
They do when you get
Did they take you around it as well?
Yeah. Poor bastard had to get the bloody bus home.
Make sure you were all right with it.
Did he?
You didn't give him a lift.
Did
you
offer
to give him a lift back?
Back to Bradford? No.
All right, I see what you mean.
So have you been out cruising in
In your I've been out and about.
Plenty of room in back for kids.
Yeah. I've got any kids.
Surfboards. Sweet.
Surfboards.
It's cool. It's really
for
good.
For dogs
really
when you
nice
get them?
Car.
You're getting dogs now then?
When I move out.
Got loads of room for dogs now
when
in
you
car.
Move them.
When I can afford to pay a deposit on a house.
Yeah, that's the hardest bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much, since last time we recorded, that's been my week. Just fucking work.
Cool. Yeah,
pretty much
really
same
basis
of
my week. Really.
Oh, we got. We're up for Indie of the Year.
Who is
vote for us?
I voted for you.
Yeah,
your game.
The
wicked.
Game. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What do you have to do to do that?
You basically have to have a shitload of votes.
Oh, okay,
that's it. You get there's like a preliminary.
Obviously, Rob, if you're any kind of friend, you'd already know this.
Preliminary.
Well, there's a first stage of voting, and if you're in that top 100 votes, then it gets whittled down. So I don't really know how it goes after that. So. But it's cool just to be nominated.
Yeah, of course it is. But like us, when podcast awards come round.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just nice to be nominated.
Just win it.
It's nice to be nominated.
The mid-season break finale of The Walking Dead was ace.
It was good.
That was like, hang on, What?
Yeah, it was. But hey,
are you going to do any spoilers?
Listen, no. America. What do you call it? February it comes back.
February?
Yeah. February.
Not after Christmas. February.
What?
Thanks, guys. Thanks. And then, listen, you'll break for Easter. Yeah. Bet your bloody life you will.
February.
It's a nightmare. Yes.
It was so good.
I like The Walking Dead.
It was
Dead.
So good.
Yeah.
The finale. It wasn't the all guns blazing that I thought it would be.
Like it usually is, yeah, if I'm honest.
It wasn't at all.
So they flipped it.
But they did kill off, as I said to Catherine, they killed off one of the main characters.
Oh,
yeah.
You
I knew they would.
You were saying this last time.
But it wasn't who I thought
it was. Glenn. It was Glenn.
It wasn't Glenn.
I don't know who Glenn is.
It was dramatic, though, wasn't it?
It was really violent. She got shot through the head.
Shot through the head.
Literally right in front of you. It was brutal the way she went.
Yeah, it was cool.
And I never saw it coming.
Brutal.
And Daryl had a tear.
He did have a tear.
Did he?
Did you read in
the news? That's ruined it there, because it wasn't Daryl.
It wasn't Daryl.
Or Rick.
Can't kill Rick off.
I love Rick.
It wasn't Coral either.
Carl. No, he was.
I don't know any of these guys.
He was holed up in a. You don't know who Rick is? He's the main character.
Go watch it.
Rick Grimes.
I watched the first season and just thought,
you fucking no idea what you're missing out on.
It's just dull. I'm sorry.
Just crack on.
Season two was like,
seriously, the first season of Breaking Bad was horrific. It was horrifically dull.
It was an interesting character,
but
it was boring.
Just crack on with Walking Dead.
Me and Catherine stopped after halfway through. We watched about five or six episodes.
Apparitions.
Stopped watching it. You barely watched the second one of them.
Yeah.
But barely watched it.
I watched one thing every
Mark
week.
Apparitions Ibbotson.
Do you know what? I've only ever watched it once.
It's his catch.
I'm catching up.
Fucking
that's my catchphrase.
I'm going to watch it again. I'm going to watch Guardians of the Galaxy tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
What about the Star Wars trailer?
Very good, isn't it? It's very good.
Yeah. It's awesome.
The more times you watch it, the more things you see in it.
Love the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, there's been
fucking lightsaber.
Yes.
Like a broadsword.
Badass. I retweeted a thing. Somebody's had that robot already tattooed on their arm.
They have.
Have you seen the George Lucas edit? No. It's like 5 seconds long, and it's all the best bits are cut out of it.
Very good. Very good. It's just a picture of Jar Jar Binks.
It's pretty much. It just starts the music, and then it shows like a bit of desert.
They've killed the younglings.
And the droid
and an Ewok.
And a bit of a laser from the TIE fighter at the end, and that's it. And he's got Star Wars.
Star Wars! Watch it tomorrow! It's out next year.
It looks beauty.
It does look really good.
There's some great trailers.
The Jurassic Park one's good as well.
Yeah. The Jurassic Park one is good.
Sweet.
That bit with the sharks hanging over the tank.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Huge crocodile.
What do you think?
That is brilliant.
What do you think the dino's going to be, though?
I just love the tagline. The park is open. And I was
they've already said, haven't they?
What?
It's some kind of hybrid between a velociraptor and a T-Rex.
Which
that little bit
is insanity.
Yeah, it will.
So it's obviously climbed over a 40-foot fence.
Yeah.
I like that bit where he's on the bike and there's all the raptors flying past him.
That awesome. That looks wicked.
If they're running away from it.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah. No, that'll be cool. I'll go watch that.
Yeah.
That'll be brilliant. A lot of people are saying, is Jeff Goldblum going to make a cameo?
He
be in it for just a blink of an eye?
No, if he's not listed, he won't be.
No, that's what I said.
The next part of The Hobbit comes out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. I like the first two. The second one was really good.
Yeah, I thought the first half was a bit slow, but then when it got the dragon came into it, I thought smog.
So I'm looking forward to that. I hadn't seen either of them at the cinema.
No. I can't be asked going to the cinema that long.
No.
Smaug.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
He's good.
Oh, there was a guy talking about it on the radio and he called it Smag. I don't think it's called Smag.
No, it's Smaug.
Smag?
Desolation of Smaug.
Yeah. So yeah, that's coming out soon. That looks quite good.
Yeah, it looks tasty, yeah.
So December 2015 though, isn't it? So
there's a lot of time, yeah.
Next trailer will be what?
It is a Easter. But then again, you see there's so much to look forward to in the next year.
When's Jurassic World due?
I think it's July, innit? It'll be July 4th weekend.
When's
Summer Blockbuster?
When's Terminator Genesis?
Fuck off.
Terminator Genesis trailer drops tomorrow as we speak now.
Oh yes.
That'll be July.
I'll tell you when I watched it.
That'll be I don't know. I can't.
No, I don't know. Actually,
no, I've not.
Not much. Yeah.
So of course, but obviously, Tim. There'll be the following next year.
Oh yeah,
Game of Thrones.
Baratheon.
Telltale Games.
Yeah,
just come out today.
Yeah. What's Telltale Games?
Telltale Games. They've made.
Guy went to uni with. Works for them now.
Telltale Games. They make episodic, like story driven.
They did Walking Dead.
They did The Walking Dead, which is amazing.
Games.
Yes, it's so good. You can make moral decisions in them. Yeah. Today, the Game of Thrones game come out. immediately bought it. It's fucking brilliant.
You had a go? Oh,
seriously good.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously good.
So
they don't fuck
go.
Around. Are they on loads of swearing in it?
Are they on all formats? Is it just PC or is it?
I got it on PC.
It'd probably be major platforms. Well, I would have thought
like Xbox One, PS4. Yeah,
I would have thought so.
It's really good as well.
Yeah.
If you're a fan, watch it.
I might have to give that a go.
As long as you've seen the latest.
Yeah.
Because it runs alongside starting at the Red Wedding. And goes
right.
forward from there.
Right, cool.
It's really good.
Sweet.
I'm give really excited little, to watch it. I'm just going to play the whole fucking thing. I think it's about 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
That's only the first episode. I think there's 6 parts in season one.
Yeah. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it just gives like an extra sort of...
So exciting. And like, you play through like the first bit.
Yeah.
And then they just do the theme music. And it's like, I want this to be on. Love I love it music. So much. It's one of the, I don't
You've
know, it's one of them
things. Yeah.
You don't watch it, do you?
No, it's not something I can get in. I'm not into medieval stuff.
The Walking Dead, the theme tune to The Walking Dead doesn't do the same thing to me that the Game of Thrones theme tune does.
No,
as soon as that starts.
I know what you mean.
Such a powerful bit of music, though, that's on fire and ice, isn't it?
It's come on!
To battle, Baratheon!
Love it! It's just ace.
It's such a good story, though, with that.
Yeah, it is.
I can't help but skip through title sequences, me.
And I'm surprised you don't like it because it's like it's full of people who aren't from Yorkshire doing Yorkshire accents
really badly.
One of the main guys in the first episode is Irish. He's clearly Irish. He's like the harshest, but then he sort of try to get into an Irish accent. After it's like, what's going on? He's clearly Irish.
Well, they film
Irish.
It in Ireland, don't they? They
the
film
heart.
It.
Use your heart. What?
They film it in some
you bastard
car,
Croatia,
like car.
It's like mental. Oh, it's so good.
I think if you could get. It's like me with Walking Dead. If you get past the zombie bit, you get past the medievally bit for you, and get into the story, the arcs of the story, you'd love it because it's such. The drama's great, but it's easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like me with the Walking Dead. The zombie thing just has no appeal to me, and I just cannot get. I can't get past that when I watch it. It just doesn't do anything.
It is to me. That's it. Mm. They don't get TV. Don't get any better than that. It's that good.
What? So, Game of Thrones.
The Game of Thrones. It's better than it's better than Dexter. You know which I like Dexter.
Yeah, you did like Dexter.
It's better than Breaking Bad. It's better than Walking Dead. It is. It's my favourite. It is awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
At the minute, I'm watching The Missing on BBC. I believe they're showing it on BBC America as well, and that's cool. I'm 3 episodes into that.
Yeah,
I think there's only 6 though.
Yeah, I think there is.
I've got a feeling that's going to twist and turn and be a bit nasty and horrible.
Good,
it's about
it?
A guy whose kid goes missing.
What was the other thing you were watching with Michael Palin?
I'm watching Remember Me. Which is on BBC One. I think it's on BBC One. That'll be on BBC America. Michael Palin from Monty Python, obviously. And that is spooky as, but that is filmed pretty much where we live.
Yeah, I fancy having a watch of that, actually.
Very much where
it
we
does
live.
Sound pretty tasty, does that?
It looks cool. It's really spooky and it's dark.
Is it like ghostly spooky?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That'll be my
It's really mysterious. I knew you'd like it. I texted you immediately after I watched it.
Because you're saying there's like bits of other things you can see in it, like The Ring and The Grudge. And
you can tell they've taken little Ellen. There's a scene where he lives on his own in his house and he kind of fakes a fall down the stairs so he can get out of this situation that he's in where he's got nobody else. And you don't know what situation he's in, really.
Yeah, yeah.
You just think he's living alone. And then he goes to a home and he's in his room and there's a woman smoking outside, one of the workers who works at the home.
Nice.
She's smoking outside. And all of a sudden, the whole building starts to kind of shake.
Ooh.
And all the lights start to flicker and stuff, and it shows you like a long shot of a corridor, and it's just all the lights just flickering on and off and stuff.
Sweet. I like you like that.
And then some woman comes careering through the window of his room and just hits the deck, and she's dead.
What?
And it's like, what? And he's a little old fella.
Oh.
As far as BBC British drama goes, it's quite well done.
Yeah.
It's reasonably well done.
That sounds pretty tasty.
I don't know if you'd like it.
And it's
the concept sounds pretty good. I might give it a watch.
So at the end of the first episode, there's like it goes back to his house. Obviously, there's nobody there.
Yeah.
And two of the local kids get in, and they're wandering around in the dark.
Yes,
it's very like, what was that noise? And it's cool. It's really creepy.
Yeah, that's what I like. The creeps.
Really creepy. Yeah, I do.
It's on your skin a bit. Yeah.
It appeals to me more than the gore and stuff. It's that
psychological
kind of
side.
It's not all in your face.
No. Yeah, it's psychological, isn't it?
Corner of your eye.
Yeah.
What's that there?
Keeping you on
really
edge.
Why is that moving? What's going on? Rocking chair in the corner. It's got kind of that kind of.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of vibe.
That's
to
my
it.
Kind of horror.
So the director of Terminator, going back to that.
Oh, Genesis.
Yeah.
They've been quite brave.
Go on.
In a pick of director because his name's Alan Taylor.
Alan Titchmarsh.
who does
what?
Who does TV?
Oh, okay.
Really?
So he's done Oz, Homicide, Life on the Street,
Oz
The West Wing. Not all of them. He's done like six episodes here and there.
The West Wing.
Okay. Six Feet Under, Sex in the City. Rome, Lost. One episode of Lost.
Yeah.
He's got a good cross section then.
9 episodes of The Sopranos.
Oh, well. He's got a good pedigree.
4 episodes of Mad Men, 1 episode of Law and Order. It keeps on going.
We were saying with it being called Genesis, we don't know where it's going to fit in.
1 episode of Boardwalk Empire, 6 episodes of Game of Thrones.
Oh, well, it's got to be good then, hasn't it?
He's been down, and the last thing he did was Thor, The Dark World.
So might, that was good.
Do you know what, then? He might go into the story of it then. And
yeah, that's what The Dark World's a bit more about. It's a bit more story,
it is. Garbage.
It might
be. I see. If you love the superheroes,
but I think with the director involved, then you should have a look at that. No. You should watch that.
No, because it'd be shit.
No, it might be all right.
You might like it.
I don't like the other Terminator. In fact, I've only seen 1 and 2.
I think this is supposed to be a bit different, though. It's supposed to be a bit of a different kind of spin on it. So.
We really liked Salvation, didn't we?
Yeah,
because it had a lot of nods to the first and the second. There's just 4.
Because it's 1, 2, and 3.
Ignore Sarah Connor Chronicles. Garbage.
Yeah, 3's kind
of all right.
It's all right, yeah.
It's just a bit of an action fest.
Yeah. I tried to watch Firefly. Didn't get it. I don't get it. It's like a Western in space one.
Yeah. Wait, how many did you watch all of it?
Western in space.
I watched the first one, that were it.
Firefly.
Is this
a Marvel DC thing?
No, it's Josh Whedon's kind
of. Josh Whedon did it, right? Yeah. Oh, and it was canned after one season because it was bad. And now it's got a massive cult following because they canned it. They've made a series.
No, you know why it's got a really big cult following, don't you? Because Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory just goes on about it all the time.
If you watch the whole season, it is a little bit slow, like all first seasons are.
Yeah.
It's good.
Special effects were shit. It reminded me. Do you know what
it is quite
the
old.
The special effects.
It's like 15 years old.
When I was a kid, there was a program on. I think it was made by Jerry Anderson.
Thunderbirds.
I'm sure it was him who made it, called Space Precinct.
Oh, wow.
And it was fucking garbage. It reminded me of that. That bad. I'm not even joking.
If you can get past that, it is quite a bit. I think it's a good 10 years old now.
Do you remember Space Precinct?
I do remember that.
Very vaguely. Yeah, was that 90s?
Was it Jerry Anderson? Am I right?
You might be right. I think you probably are.
Thunderbirds.
I'll Captain check Scarlet.
Captain Stingray.
Yeah, it was 2002, so it's 12 years old.
This is the voice of the Mizdorons.
Yes, it is.
They met Joe 90 as well.
Yeah, but I mean, Thunderbirds was A.
Thunderbirds was shit.
No, but for its time, it was A.
Stingray.
Maria.
I think it was Marina.
That
with
would make more
sort
sense.
Of sea
with a bit like a mermaid.
Aquamarina.
She's got dead eyes. That's
because
she's
Space Precinct isn't even in IMDb.
Oh, was it not called that then?
There was Farscape.
It. No, it wasn't Farscape.
No, Space Precinct. I remember that.
I'm sure it was called that.
I think it were on like Channel 4. Of a Sunday morning.
No, it wasn't.
After Land of the Giants.
It wasn't. It was on a tea time.
On ITV.
Was it Puppets?
After Terrorhawks.
There was Space 99, Thunderbirds.
What are you talking about, you daft... Space Precinct, 6.8 out of 10 on IMDb.
Don't come up on mine.
Program creator, Jerry Anderson.
Don't come up on mine.
Doesn't mean it's not there.
Who was in it? Was there any big guest stars in it?
Ted Shackelford.
Who was he?
I don't know. Recognise his face.
It's Jim Robinson from Neighbours, isn't it?
Ted Shackelford, Theodore Tillman, Ted Shackelford III, is an American actor, best known for his role as Jerry Ewing in Knots Landing.
Knots Landing?
Does not come up on mine.
What?
Yeah, must just be not connecting, aren't
94 it? To 95, that's it.
Wow. Lasted a series then.
Yeah, but that is like, special effects wise.
Space Precinct was garbage.
And it had no budget.
It sounds garbage.
It was garbage.
Never watched it.
Space Cops.
Yeah.
Cabs in space.
Yeah.
Cabs in space. Yes, I remember there was one alien cop.
Do you remember the flying bloody police car thing?
Ah, yeah. Actually, yeah. I do kind of remember that.
That's what it reminded me of. The special effects were of akin to something that was out in
Well, it
the
was
90s.
Early CGI. That's why.
It was fucking rubbish.
If you watch it, then watch the film. It'll be good. The film's really good.
I don't know if I can get through it.
Well, just watch the film.
But then someone told me it won't make any sense if you don't watch the TV series.
Well, it does and it won't. You won't get the kind of, you'll get the overarching thing, but you won't get all the little subtle kind of storylines that have
kind of led up to that.
What, Space Precinct, the film?
No!
Serenity.
The Firefly
film. Oh, sorry, Firefly.
It's just like they've just tried to rip off everything they possibly can.
Is there a Space Precinct, the film?
Oh!
No.
Maybe they should make it.
All they tried to do is rip off every single thing that they can. Star Trek, everything.
Well, it's...
And just put it into this TV programme. And they've, for some reason... made it a Western. So they're flying around in these spaceships and then they go to this planet to sell all this stuff and everyone's on a fucking horse. What?
Well, they're the kind of the outer...
Carrying rifles. There's I don't get it. They've just landed the spaceship and now they're all on fucking horses. Yeah,
just try watch a couple more. If you don't get it, you don't get it.
It's a space Western.
Yeah, well, that's why
Bring
it's unique.
Bring back Brave Star.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Brave
Star.
Eyes of a hawk, strength ears of a wolf.
Again, theme tune.
Star. Yeah.
That's all it was.
Strength of a bear.
As soon as theme tune finished, bam.
Love it.
Good.
That's my ringtone.
I saw Interstellar this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I lost my parking ticket as well. I was a bit of a down on it. I know, you know, like, what do I do now? I've lost the parking ticket. Andrew's going, You've lost the parking ticket. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Shit.
You just pay a fiver. Turns out you just pay a fiver. Take a pick of your cars. Just take a pick.
Nice.
Pay a fiver and get out. Wicked. Interstellar.
How many cookies would you give it?
Not a 5 out of 5. Sorry. And all these people going, oh, so-and-so magazine, 5 out of 5. Wow, best film ever.
They do that with every film.
No, it's not.
Is it?
No, it's not. I would give it out of 13 cuckoos.
Yeah.
I'd give it
10 or 11.
I think you'd give it 11.
Yeah, I'd stick by that.
I think I'd give it 9.
Yeah,
it was good.
It's good, but not.
I will admit, I'm not a proud person. I will admit, it lost me. Actually,
you said that.
There's a certain scene, and it lost me. I was like, what
is going
on now? I
think it's supposed to do a little bit, and then you kind of clicks.
But it's cool. I mean, the special effects are amazing.
Is it as good as that one with Sandra Bullock in?
Gravity. It's different.
Yeah. It's not as good as Gravity.
I like Gravity.
Gravity was excellent. I loved it. It's not as good as Gravity.
It's a different kind of story to Gravity.
Don't take the whole space thing and just go, oh, it's just the same space.
No, I'm not going to.
But it's cool.
Gravity is not really a sci-fi film. It's just because it's set in space. It's more survival film, isn't it?
The thing about Interstellar it's set in the future.
It's a sci-fi film. Same as Doctor Who sci-fi. It's sci-fi.
Yeah,
well, it's science fiction.
Well, no, because it's about...
It's not real.
It's science fiction.
No, but it's not just science fiction, is it? It's more about her surviving and finding a way to survive. I think that's what I get it. There's a sci-fi
element to it.
Well, the whole tone of it's sci-fi, yeah, with the space. Well, wait, it's not science fiction, is it? That could actually happen. That's the whole point of the film.
I mean, with Interstellar, it's obviously set in the future, but they don't tell you when.
Yeah.
Which I guess it's irrelevant to the story, but I'd kind of like to know why.
I think it's kind of 50 years from now, innit? Because the granddad was saying, I just played baseball. And
because it's set in like middle America, you don't understand kind of what the future's got to or why they're at the situation they are. Yeah.
Is that physically, plight, isn't there?
You know, we're running out of food. There's no armies anymore. He mentions there's no such thing as Royal Marines.
Because all the money's gone into farming.
Yeah, so it's but you don't get to find out any more about that at all.
Yeah,
but then it is a long film, and it didn't really feel like a long film.
No, it doesn't, does it? Did you go to the IMAX? Or did you go to the cinema?
We went to the normal cinema, right? But it was in number 3 cinema, which is deluxe.
Ooh,
I had so much leg room. I didn't know what to do with it.
Oh, that's nice.
I had reclining chairs.
Oh, did you?
Oh yeah, it was wicked. And I got a large popcorn.
I don't push the boat out.
Now in America, right, large might mean they actually come with a truck and just pour it over beep, you as you beep, watch. Over here, I got like this bag. It was like a whole carrier bag full
don't
of popcorn.
Lick the
I was like, beer. I was like, oh my god, that's a hell of a lot of popcorn. Andrew goes, I'm not even going to eat any of that. How the hell are you going to eat that?
Was it good?
I ate it all.
Good lad.
It was literally an empty bag.
Good lad.
I didn't feel guilty at
Did
all.
You, to turn it inside out and lick it.
No. I didn't do the whole hole in the bottom. Oh. No, I won't go there.
Well, you see, a late comer to the party.
Who?
For a shout out.
Really?
The Rock and Roll Cheeseburger. That's at RR Cheeseburger.
I could
it's
actually
a
eat a cheeseburger now.
Okay.
It would be the Rock and Roll Cheeseburger podcast, sketch comedy, indie music, hilarious humans, Los Angeles, USA.
Los Angeles.
Rock and Roll Cheeseburger.
I could really eat a cheeseburger now with fried onions on it.
Yeah. Bit of cheese.
Sorry to butt in there.
Sorry, yeah. So it was good, but I'd have liked it to be a little bit different. But it was good. It was good.
Tim versus Rob.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Tim versus Rob.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Fireworks. Fireworks.
Boom. Shakalakas.
Let's do it. Right. What have you got for us this week, Quizmaster?
Right. I'm up for this now.
Basically, you've got three artists, right?
Artists as in musical
artists?
Yeah,
like, no, like Salvador Dali. No.
Please, no.
Musical artists.
Right.
And they've all done a version of our song.
Right. Nil,
this'll be nil again for
so
me.
So I want the song that they've all covered.
Oh, yeah, God, you right, get it? Okay. Yeah, I do, yeah.
Right.
Weird. Okay. Yeah. But
it's
yeah.
different, so there's no questions.
It's totally different.
All you're going to get is three artists. Right. Tell me what song right. links them all together.
Okay. It's different, eh?
Okay.
I thought right. I'd try something a bit
yeah.
different.
No, totally fine.
So, a 6-3 to Rob. So he gets to choose. He won last week, so he gets to choose. First or second?
Go on, I'll go first.
Oh, he's brave.
I chose second last week.
He's.
What was that?
It was my
phone. Was that your phone? Jesus,
right. Yeah, what are you on me, Twitter? It's right. Violent. Ready? All I'm going to do is give you three artists.
Yeah, you're gone.
Right. Number one.
Yeah.
Shawaddy Waddy, Nick Berry, and Buddy Holly.
Heartbeat.
Yeah.
Boom.
Even I got that.
Heartbeat. Nick Berry.
That's where I got it from.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because I remember
the yeah.
TV programme.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, Tim. The Mindbenders, Les Gray, and Phil Collins.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's your love of Phil, that, isn't it?
It is.
That's your love of Phil.
It is.
I have no idea.
Have a guess.
No idea.
Well, you must know a Phil Collins song.
Yeah.
And it's not You Can't Hurry Love.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
But it's not that, is it? Because that was Dinah Ross.
Yeah, Supremes.
So it's not that one. There you go, I'm giving you a clue.
Tonight.
Oh, no.
No.
Rob?
I'm trying to think of a cover that Phil Collins has done.
Probably most of them.
No. I wouldn't have said so.
That's what I was. The only one I knew was
the
that,
answer though. Is A Groovy Kind of Love.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought he wrote that.
No.
Oh,
no, clearly no. not. Unless the two covers. Unless the two covers are after. Yeah,
maybe.
Rob.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley, The Stylistics, and okay. UB40.
I Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Rob's are too easy.
Just because he knows music and I don't.
Yeah, probably right, Tim.
Yes, Quizmaster.
Clock, The Jacksons, or The Jackson 5, and Big Fun.
Big don't blame fun. It on the boogie.
Well done. Well
it's
done.
The only one I know, Big Fun. I've got the sign.
I think that's because they own
7-inch.
A sign 7-inch.
And that's not a record.
Is it a record?
Hey, who are you?
I'm blaming on the sunshine. Robert, question three.
Yes.
Harold Melvin, Thelma Houston,
who?
And the Communards.
Oh,
you had to have an hard one.
Goodness me. Thelma Coleman.
No, Thelma Houston.
Houston.
Harold Melvin.
Harold Melvin.
And the Communards. Legend.
Is Thelma Houston like a Whitney tribute? I'm trying to think of a Communards track. That's the only way to go, I think, here.
I only know.
They've all got someone you'll know in them. That was the only reason. I wasn't going to give you them that.
Yeah, that would have
if
been
I'd
impossible.
Never heard. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I can understand.
Gordon Bennett. Hang on. I'm trying to figure out what was Communards and what was just Jimmy Somerville by himself. Because I think that was just Jimmy Somerville.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah. The Communards.
I just can't even think. That's so hard.
Oh, man.
I don't know any Communards.
I'm trying to...
I only know one.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think what it is.
A bit before my time.
And it's kind of... No, it's gone. I can't think one before your time at all. Stop trying to reduce your age. I don't know the song.
I'm going to have to
title.
Push you yeah. for an answer.
Do you know what? I'm going to pass. I apologise. Wow.
Tim?
I have no idea.
The answer is Don't Leave Me This Way.
That was the one I was looking for as well.
That's the only one I know.
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
No. Oh, sorry.
Timothy.
That was a tough one.
Barry Manilow.
Oh, God.
Donna Summer and Take That.
Yep. You'll know this.
He had two easy ones, you see. I think this one's easy.
You'll kick yourself if you don't get this.
I'm just trying to think.
I didn't know the Donna Summer. I knew Barry Manilow would take that.
Yeah, no, I didn't either. Sorry, I'm back now. I was just drinking my tea. Proper English and Englishman things.
That happens all the time on proper quiz shows, doesn't it?
What? I just go
excuse
for a
slurp. Me, Bruce.
Yeah.
Turn the microphone round. Thank
oh,
you.
Sorry. It's back with a vengeance.
I bet if you get this wrong, I bet Abs will kick your ass.
She'll be not. She'll know it.
Just to take that.
She'll be furious.
Yeah. I don't know. Mandy?
Ooh. That was Westlife.
What you're better off doing probably is thinking of a Take That song rather than a Barry Manilow song.
I don't really know. The old,
you know Manilow better than Take
yeah,
That.
Right. That's why I think you're Mandy.
I know Donna Summer at best.
I don't know the Donna Summer stuff. That's the only one I can think of.
Right. Rob, tell him.
You'll know.
Could it be Magic?
Oh, really?
Could it be Magic?
It was.
Robert. Yeah. Number four. David Bowie.
Mm.
Nirvana.
Oh.
Right.
Lulu.
Wow.
Bowie, Lulu and Nirvana.
Nirvana's thrown me.
That's a right party, that, isn't it? You've got a bar.
The man who sold the world.
The man who sold the world.
Very
yes.
good. Very
Nirvana's
good.
Nirvana's cover, that's
no
really
idea.
Good
yeah,
as
it
well.
Is. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Nicely played. Would never have known that.
Tim.
Yes.
The Drifters, The Tom Tom Club, and Bruce Willis.
Under the Boardwalk.
Yes.
Under the Boardwalk.
I know that one.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah. As soon as you said Bruce Willis, yeah. I thought, he's got it. He's got it.
Knew it.
Robert.
Yes.
Britney Spears.
Ooh.
He's waiting for Rolling Stones now. Lily Allen.
Right.
And Franz Ferdinand.
Fucking Franz Ferdinand.
And it's not the one you immediately probably thought of. Because that's the Rolling Stones one, isn't it? Satisfaction, which she murdered.
Oh, God, I've forgotten all about that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go Britney Spears' Joan Jett, because she did I Love Rock and Roll. And she,
that's a good track. Franz?
Who was it? Franz Ferdinand?
Lily Allen.
Lily Allen.
Britney Spears.
I've got a feeling the Britney version might have been first then.
I think I know what it is.
Do you?
I'm totally guessing. But I could see them both doing it in a weird way. I think Franz Ferdinand live lounged it.
Yeah, do you know what?
That's the only thing I can think of.
That's what I was thinking of. I'm going to say something that people are going to hit me for. Hit me, baby, one more time. No.
Oh, that's what I was thinking, because
I remember. Yeah, I thought they might have weirdly covered it on.
It was Womanizer.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Dear God.
Dolly Parton, The White Stripes, and Olivia Newton-John.
Oh my God, I have no idea.
Guess.
And the White Stripes version is really good as
is
well,
it?
Yeah.
Is it? It doesn't sound like Jack White falling down the stairs with a guitar in his hand.
No.
Like normal.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
I know
probably,
how to play this.
You're probably better off thinking of
Dolly Parton
song.
9 to 5? No idea, honestly. I don't really know.
No.
I can't think of a song.
I think I would have gone 9 to 5.
No,
yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
I think there's another song I'm thinking of, but
can
I can't think of
definitely
a
White Stripes doing 9 to 5.
Yeah.
100%.
I can hear Olivia Newton-John doing 9 to 5.
No, it was Jolene.
Jolene, that was the only other one I knew.
And at the end of the quiz.
See, Bold and Belligerent will know all of Dolly Parton's.
Yeah. 3 to 2.
Ooh.
It's 7-3, Rob.
Yes.
Well played. That was a good format switch up.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like different. That. Yeah, you said it'd be really hard as
it
well
was
tonight.
Really hard.
Nice concept though. I like it.
Thanks, boys.
I like the twist.
Well done, Quizmaster.
Yeah, well done. Tea thanks. Time for me. It's a celebratory tea. Yeah. Stick a whiskey in it.
Oh yeah.
Just to celebrate. Yeah.
Bit of Southern Comfort. Oh no, wait. Are other good whiskies?
Yeah, other good whiskies are available.
Not available.
The Garbage Pod. Your input is our output. Mark Shelley. What's on the Garbage Pod today?
Oh, it's the Three Cuckoos podcast!
I watched a film called Exists.
Exists. Was it?
How many cuckoos?
One. No.
I'll go 7.
Okay.
That's it.
You'd probably all right.
I'm
like
not
it.
Bad.
Why, is it a POV? It
POV?
Point
yeah.
of view?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we like so point of view.
Bit of found footage.
Yeah, I like them kind of things.
It was about... it was about Bigfoot.
What's it? Oh, God.
Killing these teenagers.
I'm watching it. Have you seen Troll Hunter?
Oh, no, I love that.
It's the whole subtitles thing. I just can't be out.
You can watch it dubbed.
Is there a dubbed version?
Oh, yeah. God, never watch dubbed.
If you really struggle with it, I watch
apart
it
from, apart from the raid. There's too much going on in the raid to read.
There's
the
one
well.
Good bit in the Troll Hunter when he comes running out the tree and he goes, Troll!
You don't need subtitles for that bit.
No, I wouldn't have thought.
Kind of
so.
Get it. They just all talk in. Is it Swedish? Or is it Norwegian?
Yeah, no, it's Swedish.
It's Swedish, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Swedish. It's filmed in IKEA. Yeah.
It's about a group of survivors trying to find their way out.
Get out of here.
That was one of those films that our lass has gone to bed, left the telly on. Mm. I go up about an hour later and this film's starting. And you're like, oh, what's it? I'll watch 5 minutes of this. Next thing you know, it's like 1 a.m. It's still got about an hour to run. You're like, I've got to be up for work in the morning. So I didn't see the end, but it's all right. It's,
do that with
it's beautifully
Redemption.
Shot, though.
Bit of a giggle.
That Shawshank Redemption on ITV3.
Everything's on ITV3.
How many adverts will be in that? Yeah.
And they start at like 11 o'clock. Like, I just watched 10 minutes. Oh. Next minute, he's fucking burrowing his way out of bastard prison. And I'm like, I've got to stay up in hours.
It's 4 a.m. because of all adverts that have been.
Fucking great film.
Yeah.
But it's, every time I start watching it, it sucks me in.
Yeah, I can only watch it once.
I downloaded the entire catalogue of the...
entire catalogue of...
You can't watch that
the
twice.
Rambo
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Rambo films.
Oh, First Blood, love it.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Even number three?
I've not seen any other than one.
Oh, First Blood's wicked.
First Blood's a great film.
When I was Rambo's really good. Little, I must have seen, I think it's number two, where he's having nightmares of himself getting cut from...
Yeah.
From one side of his chest to the other.
Yeah, I think that happens in all of them, actually. That.
And I must have seen that one scene, and it kind of haunted me. It didn't scare me to death. I didn't wake up screaming. I just remember that one scene over and over again. I think when you're a kid and he's kind of cutting himself, it's a bit, whoa, that's a bit screamy. Yeah. I always remember that scene. Is that number two?
I think there's a bit of that in one as well, because when he's when he gets arrested and he's getting cleaned up, they come at him with a razor. And he kind of goes,
remembers
being cut right across his chest. But there is something too as well with that. I think.
First Blood's brilliant.
It's a great film.
My dad loves First Blood as well.
Film.
Yeah.
Well, I think Brian he's got like, Dennehy.
Yeah.
He must be dead now.
What was he in?
Brian
other
Dennehy.
Than that?
He's been in loads of stuff, hasn't he?
He was in a cop film.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was called.
He was in something I recently watched. I can't remember.
Is he he was the cop in the first one?
Yeah.
The one that's chasing
the sheriff.
After him.
Yeah,
he's been in something really obvious as well.
No, it was in some 80s.
That's it.
Fuck off. It Cocoon. Wasn't Cocoon.
I think that's it.
I've seen Cocoon.
It's Steve Guttenberg at his best.
Exactly.
That's the gut.
It's Steve Guttenberg at his best. Apart from Police Academy, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Now there's a film.
Citizens on Patrol.
Brian Dennehy.
Brian? Hello, Brian.
Hello there, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
He was in Cocoon, you're right.
He was in Cocoon.
Is it Ratatouille as well?
What else was he in?
Fucking sad.
Vocal credits.
He was in, actually, you know what he was in? He was in an episode of The Good Wife. That's why he was
bless
in
you.
Love The Good Wife. Is
if you haven't been in Chicago Fire, I don't want to know.
First Blood, Romeo and Juliet is in. Chicago Fire. Did you like the Chicago Fire
season finale?
Banner.
He's still alive.
Yeah, of course he has. He's been cocooned. He'll be alive for the rest of his...
He's an alien.
He'll outlive me and you.
He's not my dad.
He's been in 167 different things.
Yeah, he has.
Chicago Holy Fire is brilliant. I love it.
Chicago,
I really like it. And they've spent more money on this season as well.
Oh, yes.
So it's great.
It's got a good cast.
One more episode to mid-season finale as well. So there's going to be something big going
on. Assault on Precinct 13, the remake.
I think your dog's going to pull your tree down.
Or Sid.
Get in it, maybe.
Sid.
He's looking for trolls. That's what he's doing.
Troll Hunter.
Sydney, the Troll Hunter.
Do you know what a good film is? Any Given Sunday.
God, I haven't seen that. Film. Is that Al Pacino?
Al Pacino.
It's a great film. And everyone goes, it's about American football. It's going to be shit. It's not.
No,
it's
not.
Really good.
Yeah, it's often referred to as one of the best sports movies.
It really is.
It as good as Hudson Hawk?
Better.
Where did that come from?
Is Hudson Hawk even a sports film?
No, there's
not.
A footballer in it.
It's like a heist movie.
Yeah.
Am I getting Brian Dennehy confused with somebody else?
Maybe.
Who was the old fella in Behind Enemy Lines?
Gene Hackman.
I'm getting him confused with Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor.
I am. Because I can't find anything on here that French I've seen.
I always remember him from French Connection.
Yeah, brilliant that, in that.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Is Schneider in that as well? Right.
I liked Behind Enemy Lines.
Yeah, it was a good
film.
Wilson.
The really first one was good brilliant. Film. Wilson,
wasn't it? Yeah, proper yeah, yeah, good yeah. film, yeah.
It was a good film.
I'd like to watch that again, actually. Only seen it once.
FX2.
No, it's brilliant. And that's always FX. On. That's yeah, always yeah, on yeah. that ITV2 as well. FX, yeah.
That was good.
It was. FX2. Brian Brown.
Brian Brown, yeah. He was in The Good Wife as well.
Your great galah.
Fucking Brian
is
Brown.
Is he Cocktail?
Miami Vice, the TV series.
He is in Cocktail.
He's like his...
He was in the original FX.
He's Obi-Wan, isn't he?
I'm struggling. Cocoon. I haven't seen Cocoon.
Oh, you've not seen Cocoon?
No, why would I see Cocoon? It's fucking garbage.
It's
classic.
It was out at the Fuck same off. Time as Mac and Me.
It was in the original Cagney and Lacey. Oh, yeah, I went to the cinema to see Mac and Me
but
instead.
Where has Mac and Me gone? I remember it being quite famous when it came
yeah,
out.
It was like Flight of the Navigator and all.
Flight of the Navigator time, was in another league.
So good. Oh, still so good.
So good.
It still looks really good. The
it's
whole bit
still
of the ship.
So good. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Brilliant film.
I don't get it.
That's a compliance.
Brilliant. I'm going to have to watch that. I've got it on DVD. I'll have to watch it again.
It was in Dallas.
I got it free out of a mag.
Yeah, that's what I got. Like in one of those paper things. Yes. In like the Daily Express.
Yeah, I got it free out of a newspaper.
I mean, you'd have saved about 50.
It was in the original TV series of Kojak.
Was it?
Well, he must be in his 70s now. Like, he must be.
The first thing he was in was 1977.
Wow.
Christ.
No, he's not Christ.
He's just a spring chicken.
That's actually quite a late start, then, really.
He'll be in the Expendables. He'll be in Expendables 4.
He's 76.
So will Steve Guttenberg. Steve Guttenberg will be in Expendables 4.
Why would Steve Guttenberg be in it? He's never been in an action film.
Police Academy.
It's not an action film. It's fucking shite.
High Spirits. That'll be the quiz next week.
Thankfully.
It'll be on Steve Guttenberg
it
movies.
Won't.
Oh,
it
maybe will. Maybe Steve gets... Why don't we tweet Steve Guttenberg this week?
Oh my God. Celebrity bothering.
We're not tweeting Steve
the
Guttenberg.
The Guttenberg.
At the Guttenberg.
I've seen two films with Steve Guttenberg in.
Short Circuit.
Oh, three then.
Hello.
Unless he wasn't in Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
There you go. That's
Three
it.
Men and a Little
that
Lady as well.
Police Academy.
Which one,
Short
though?
Circuit.
If you watch Cocoon, that'll be four.
I don't want to see Cocoon.
High Spirits is good. Daryl Hannah's in it.
What?
Daryl Hannah's in it.
What?
High Spirits. Yeah.
I don't want to see
it's
that.
Funny, it's about ghosts. You'll love it.
No, what? It sounds shit. I can tell already it's shit.
Police Academy 2 is in that.
Have you seen Police Academy 3? He's in that.
Which one was Mission to Moscow?
That's like 8.
I've seen that.
No, I think it's like 5 or 6.
Is it? Yeah.
I think it's 7.
Off Miami Beach is like 5.
Do they still make them?
So it's on patrol.
There was rumours they were going to do another.
They got a few of them signed up to
But didn't somebody die?
Hightower died.
I think Hightower died, I think. Yeah, but the guy who does Hightower. All the noises, he's the big dude. He's the big
Who's
dude.
Hightower?
He's the one who goes yummy, yummy, yum.
Oh, the black guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
With the big handlebar tash.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's huge and he's massive.
I don't think
massive.
He had a big handlebar moustache.
Yeah, he did.
I don't think he did.
Yeah,
Freddie
he did.
Mercury.
I'm not sure he did.
I don't think it was quite Freddie-esque.
No, that was a blinder.
Do you remember the cartoon?
Of
Police Academy. I briefly.
No.
You don't remember Police Academy, the
cartoon
animated series?
Was it the seventh season?
I don't think
seventh,
it was classed
seventh
as a
TV series.
Series. Was it really?
Was it in the 70s before Police Academy?
No, it was after Police Academy.
It was obviously it was after Police Academy
in the 80s, 90s. They're still going, aren't they?
Must have been 80s.
Police Academy's in an 80s film.
Yeah, it is.
The first one was 80s.
When
no
were it?
No way, it'd be 90s.
No, it was. It was 80s.
No way.
We went to cinema.
No way.
We went to cinema to see number 5.
I think
number 2, 3, and 4 were 80s.
No yeah, I'm
no,
agreeing
I
with
can't,
you.
No, it can't be.
Oh, this is it now.
It can't be. It must be early
90s.
It's
on the line. It's on the line.
Are you ready?
It's either borderline or early 90s. It must be.
Police Academy was released in
1984.
Oh, Jesus.
Same time as Ghostbusters.
Really
went up against Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And lost miserably.
Miserably, yeah.
Wow, that's really old. I'm surprised. I bow to you.
And then number 2 was 85. Number 3 was 86.
I think, I'm just going to check.
3
now.
And 4 were 86.
It's just lost
the
search.
Just filmed together. Just cut them in half.
Mission to Moscow was 4. Police Academy 2 was 85.
What
3
was,
86.
What was Citizens on Patrol?
4. Was, that was 87.
On. I thought you said Mission to Moscow was number 4.
No, Mission to Moscow was 5, I think. Sorry. He didn't actually have a number after 4. They
fucking
stopped putting numbers on them.
They stopped putting numbers on them.
Yeah, Police Academy's a series. Was 1988. So it was
that the animated series?
Yeah.
T, I told you to do
and
the
And they
cartoon.
did Kuwait Police Academy 40. In
Kuwait?
Police Academy 5, Assignment Miami Beach. Actually, Mission to Moscow must be 6, yeah.
They could do one now.
Six of them.
Citizens, it'd be Police Academy, North Korea. wouldn't it?
I want to see
that's
that.
What it'd be, definitely. Maybe that's the film that North Korea have been hacking into Sony to try and get hold of.
Do you think so?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Have you read about that this
yeah,
week?
Yeah, I read about that. Yeah.
So they've nicked Annie, which obviously everybody's pining yeah. for a remake of Annie with Jamie Foxx in it.
There were no black people in Annie.
Oh, I think you'll find there maybe was.
I've never seen the original, so I don't even know.
No, it's terrible.
Annie.
It's awful, is Annie,
isn't it? Daddy Warbucks.
Big boy Daddy Warbucks. And yeah, they've nicked something else as well, and apparently Sony have gone, you know who it is? It's that bloody Kim Jong-il or whatever his
name
is.
They're bound to blame the bloody gooks or the bloody... whatever, it's, aren't they? The bloody Americans. You know what they're like?
It's Team America's fault.
Any reason
fault.
To go somewhere yeah. and shoot people?
It's Team America's
it
fault, isn't it?
Daka Daka.
He's not having that again. He's like, you'll release that again, right?
I love Annie. The original.
I don't think he hacked in to get Annie.
Did.
I got a Blu-ray rip, yeah?
And now it's time for this week's Housewife Household Hints with Grandpa Stan.
Is this thing on? Ladies, if you want to glow but don't want to splash out on expensive bronzers, just dab your makeup brush into some hot chocolate powder and sweep it over your cheeks. Just don't be tempted to lick your face. I bet my family won't have me for Christmas this year. Not after last year, the Sprout incident. They play havoc with me IBS. Nurse, help me find my reading glasses. I want to look at the obituaries.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Pirate Premier League predictions. Yeah.
Right. Every week we do a beautiful section beautiful. To shout out all our favourite podcasts and people who like our podcast and just people who like us or we like them. It's a bit of a loving, really.
Yeah.
So this week's shout outs, Mr. Mark Ibbotson, over to you.
Thank
sir.
You. The first one would be Song Lyrics,
boom.
Who favourited, retweeted, and commented.
Yeah.
Clearly desperate. That's Song Lyrics at Lyrics Dem.
Lyrics _ dem.
Big up yourselves.
How do you spell dem in this?
D-E-M.
D-E-M,
literally
yeah.
dem.
Like a gangster would.
Right.
That person hasn't got that many followers, so, you know, get yourself down to Song Lyrics.
Yeah.
How many followers
at
are
Lyrics
they
dem, 38.
38.
Oh, it's not bad.
We don't follow them.
Can I give a shout out to a newish podcast?
Sure.
Sure, man.
Outside Longbox.
Oh.
At Outside Longbox. They seem like nice gents, you know what I mean? A podcast on all things comic book and pop culture.
Ooh.
We'll discuss Arrow, Doctor Who, The Flash, and many, many more.
That sounds like a very good podcast.
They're from a place called Greenlee. What's CO? I hate
Columbia.
These. Is it?
Connecticut.
It could be Connecticut, couldn't it?
It could be Colorado. Well,
maybe they could tell
Let
us.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know where you're from.
What, it's Colorado, right? It's Colorado?
Curly Cur.
Or any of you Yanks out there, let us know what CO stands for.
But it's Colorado, right?
Oh.
I was right.
He looks like the guy off Toy Story 2.
Ah, oh, the guy who fixes them all.
He does.
Doesn't he?
Holy motherfucker. Maybe that's what they modelled him
Dude,
on.
Dude, from Outside Longbox, you look like the guy from Toy Story 2. And
were
that's
you
not.
In it?
That's just me actually going, wow, you really do.
Yeah, it does.
Well and I done. Like Toy Story 2.
Wicked film.
FYI.
The What Cast. That's at The What Cast.
At The What
A
cast?
Dumpy little podcast about the weird, the strange, the paranormal, and the supernatural.
They're the best.
Are they?
The dumpy ones, yeah, they're the best.
Yeah. I'm the best.
Big shout out to Die Hard Podcast. At Die Hard 11.
Yippee-ki-yay podcast.
Philosopher of life, renaissance woman, comedian, Whovian, nerdist, weirdo, etc. I record my life and thoughts 140 characters at a time.
Wow.
Yeah, cool.
Sweet.
The Bald and Belligerent at B&B podcast.
Never heard of them.
Big favourites of ours.
No, never really. They knew.
Love them guys.
They knew to the whole podcast.
The podcast's really good as well. It's really funny.
It is.
You can tell
like
they
them.
Genuinely get on as well.
Yeah. And if you tweet them song requests, they'll sing them for you.
Yeah, they will.
As well. It's like open mic night.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It's great.
Although boys don't open mic, that would get messy.
They've got an excellent podcast. They must have done that already. I really like it.
So they are good. At B&B underscore podcast.
B&B underscore podcast.
But we've also got at B and B podcast.
Yeah, we have.
How many B's?
They are the B3 podcast.
All right, yeah.
But they are at BB and B podcast.
Yeah.
So it's very similar. Don't get them mixed up.
Yes. Now, we've been through this before, Tim.
Yeah, we have. It's Blue Bonnets, Bagpipes and Books. How many times? Yeah. They are,
every time.
Yeah, Pub and Writing Podcast with ebook builders.
Yeah.
They're on Stitcher and iTunes.
Bonnets, Bagpipes.
We all are.
And Books at .wordpress.com.
Don't brag about it. Yeah.
Excellent.
You've done the What podcast, haven't you, dude?
Yeah, and then we've got one called Follow, Retweet.
I think that might be a bit of a...
Yeah, just like a spam one.
Yeah, they do that all the time, don't they?
Follow me.
We'll have to give a nod to Francisca.
No. She won't get one until she sings. That's the rule.
Whoa. Shall I take that back?
Take it back.
I've not heard her sing yet.
Just take them back.
No? You've got a special one to give out, Rob.
Oh, yeah, I have. Hey Jude, is it a birthday today?
Yes, it's her 44th birthday today.
Happy
the big 44
birthday to you. I'm naked right now. Happy birthday.
He's also playing with himself.
Doing he's got a candle style of Cartman
to you. Tim's got his finger up Rob's backside. It's vile.
Happy birthday
to the knuckle,
dear Jude. I think we're going to special guest her at some point, aren't we?
I think we might have to
shut
her up.
That's
not, edit
that's
her
not
out
a euphemism. She's physically coming
we
in.
We could always just edit her out.
So, yeah. So, happy birthday, Jude. I hope you like the show and stuff. And Tim says hi as well.
Yo, Jude.
Where was his invite to dinner?
What?
Where was your invite to dinner?
Oh, yeah. Where was my invite to dinner? I want some dinner.
Because I had mine. It was nice.
Did you? Was it nice?
It's good.
Screw you.
Probably 10 cuckoos out of 13.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If he's seen Rodley.
Did you tell them that it was her birthday and they came with sparklers and stuff?
She got like a piece of cheesecake with a candle in.
Yeah, that'll do.
And there was a man with a bell who kept ringing it.
Was he caught?
And then like singing happy birthday. It was quite annoying.
Sweet.
Oh, right, okay. Where was it? Was it a Greek place? How did he sing it?
Greek,
in what style?
Turkish.
Did he have a guitar?
Like English.
Oh, okay.
Well, like
he had a fucking bell, I've just said.
He had a bell and a guitar.
Well, like
a
Vic Reeves pub singer kind of style.
No, it was obviously Eastern European.
Vic
Reeves is Eastern European.
Of course.
No, Vic Reeves isn't Eastern European.
Of course he was Eastern European.
The fellow in the restaurant was... they served baklava. Robin would have liked it.
He was wearing a balaclava.
While
I demand my morning baklava! Robert of like
I know what you're talking about now.
Give me my pastry, damn Europeans. Bring them here and bring them now.
Where is my pastry, woman? Good, I'm glad you had a good time, Jude, yeah. Sorry, Francisca. It's not working out.
We need a song.
We need a song, yeah.
What song in particular? Any or
no, especially for you by Kylie and Jason.
Please.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Please.
A duet with Mike.
Nothing like I Will Survive or something. Do not go there.
No.
Don't go there.
No.
Do something a bit different.
What about?
Yeah.
No.
What?
I thought a bit of Manilow maybe.
Really?
As soon as we're talking about it.
Manilow.
I thought
maybe go on the female route.
Well,
yeah. Try to think of something
nice.
Do
something like
Kylie's not big in America, I don't think.
Do you want to really like rub it in?
Something Motown-y?
Do something like
something really long.
Like Toxic by Britney.
That's not really long. That is shit.
It's rubbish.
Make you do something really long, like American Pie. Or
oh my god!
Paradise by the Dashboard Light. That'd all be quite right. Good actually, yeah. If she did the duet with Mike.
That is ultimate karaoke, isn't it? Ultimate karaoke.
Them two could do that.
Do it.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be good.
Yeah, okay. That's it. Paradise by the Dashboard Light. And then your moist shouts come back in.
Yeah, yeah. You can have one every week then.
You can have one for 3 weeks running. You can have a hat trick.
Great song.
Alright, but keep those tweets coming in and say hi and stuff. We like them, don't we?
We like feedback.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Feedback is good.
And
feedback.
Reviews on iTunes as well. Someone wrote us a really nice review
they
on
did.
iTunes.
They did.
It made me cry a little bit. Yeah. I kind of got over it right quick. But it definitely did bring a tear
We like a bit of feedback. Tell us how we're doing.
Yeah.
What do you like? What don't you like?
No, not what don't you like.
Yeah, tell us what you don't like.
Personal.
If you don't like Tim, we'll just drop him from the podcast. It's fine.
It can be replaced.
If you don't like the sound of a dog chewing his bone in the background all the time.
That's literally what Tim does all evening.
I just chew bones.
Oh, yeah.
Usually Rob's.
I like Tim's backing singing throughout.
Is that what you like?
Yeah, I like it. Oh, Mandy. There you go, he's off. We just started.
You came and you came without taking. I sent you away, you bastard.
I like that version.
Cheers, Grandpa.
Get back to bed now, Grandpa. It's past your bedtime.
Someone say, man, hello.
Follow us on Twitter @3cuckoos or email us 3cuckoos@gmail.com.
Right. Who would like some news?
Well.
Me.
Oh, really? It wasn't really a question, if I'm completely honest. It was just me going,
You're having some news.
Right about now. Are you ready with the bongs? I like the bongs.
I was born ready.
Father Christmas taken away in a police riot van after festive parade.
Bong.
That'll do. Police have come under fire, not literally, after using one of their official riot vans to give Father Christmas a lift as part of a festive parade. The police used the vehicle to give him a taxi ride away from the event in what has been described as an ill-judged stunt.
Santa.
Crowds looked on in disbelief when Santa climbed inside the police van in Aberdare Town. In Wales.
Hello, lovely boy.
Rather than taking his sleigh, at one point children were left in tears and feared they wouldn't get any presents after seeing Father Christmas being taken away.
Bad Santa.
In a video posted online, the crowd can be heard laughing before a voice shouts, "Santa's being arrested!" Police said Santa had not been arrested and simply needed a ride home as he was busy. But parents who had taken their children to watch the family-friendly reindeer parade were furious at the ill-judged stunt. Jade Hughes, 20, from Merdi, said, "There were a lot of tears. People couldn't believe it actually happened." I'm trying to think of a Welsh accent now.
Do you Fireman Sam?
My four-year-old.
Bella from Fireman Sam.
Bella. Bella was Italian.
Well, she was semi.
Ital.
My four-year-old cousin started crying.
You're going to Pamez.
No, that would be... Santa can't bring me any toys now.
Oh, she wasn't even Welsh.
She was Cornish.
I'm getting the ethnic minorities confused.
My four-year-old cousin started crying, saying Santa can't bring me toys now. It left a lot of children upset because they thought he had been arrested. Yes,
you
we
typed
know.
It.
I didn't. Santa obviously had a busy month ahead, so we were asked to oblige. That was a spokesman for the South Wales Police. Yeah.
Busy time for Santa.
It's been a rough week in the news, obviously.
It's been a crap week in the news. San Francisco Chinese restaurant caught tenderizing frozen meat by slamming it on the sidewalk.
Bong, bong.
Watching a chef at a San Francisco restaurant slam frozen meat into the sidewalk is enough to make your stomach turn, not to mention the customers who may have had the misfortune of eating it.
Ooh.
Captured on video outside Lucky River Chinese restaurant.
Lucky River!
There you go. In San Francisco's Sunnyside neighborhood.
Sunnyside.
The chef appears to lift and slam two slabs of beef up and down into the ground.
Let me slam you up and down.
When a concerned inspector from the city's health department arrived to question the apparently bemused staff, they simply said the man was attempting to tenderize the meat and defrost it by beating it off the concrete. Yes, however, when local news made the trip down to examine the exact section of sidewalk, they discovered it was covered in gum, cigarette butts, and general scum.
General scum.
General
beef,
scum.
Beef juice.
Beef. What kind of bird was it?
That's a bit dirty.
Bird, it was a beef.
It wasn't a bird.
Oh. A cow bird.
Unless, cowbird.
Unless cows can fly. After seeing the shocking video, the San Francisco Public Health Department gave the owners of Lucky River...
Rocky River!
...just 1 month to clean up their act or face closure.
Godzilla.
Closure.
Now, the best comment on here, it says...
You closed my restaurant!
It says, never ever let someone film you beating your meat in the streets.
Just about to say that.
Ba-dum.
There is a hair on my Mac. Retro gaming computer is given a 21st century makeover.
Bong.
This is for you, Tim.
Sweet. I think I've heard about this.
Old school gamers rejoice. The Humble Spectrum computer is back. Mark, did you ever have a Spectrum?
I don't think it ever went away. I've heard of people who run the businesses from ZX Spectrum and stuff.
Sir Clive Sinclair has announced he's launching a modern... Yes, he's still alive. He's launching a modernised version of his hugely successful Spectrum product. Sweet. From the early 80s, called the Sinclair Spectrum
Vega.
It
had rubber keys, didn't it?
Yeah. This one does as well. The computer has viewer buttons. It's got about four on it.
Right.
But will run thousands of retro games.
Sweet.
It is being sold by Luton Retro, Luton-based retro computers. The Vega uses a low-cost microcontroller and a clever piece of software that combine to enable the Vega to run all of the games, 14,000 or more of them, which were developed during the years, with some 5 million of the original Spectrums were sold.
Wow.
This includes an early version of SimCity.
Cool.
Manic Miner, yeah. Boulder Dash, Treasure Island Classic. Dizzy.
Oh, God.
Chucky Egg.
And Elite.
The new one's coming out.
Elite was shit.
Development really of the product. Slow. Now, development of the product is complete, and the firm is launching an Indiegogo campaign to fund production.
I might back that, I think.
They've currently raised $20,000 already of its £100,000 goal.
I'll back it.
And the campaign will run until 30th of January. If successful, devices will ship internationally in April. Limited edition versions of the computer are available from Indiegogo for £100.
That's not bad.
Which is $156.
That'll sell well. That'll sell really well.
Shipping outside of the UK costs £20, $31.
Because it's a real nightmare sometimes getting older games
that run
to
properly.
Work. I mean, I've got like older games that I used to play, like,
but your PC's too powerful for a minute.
Championship Manager and the original ones that were on the Amiga. I've got them and I've got them to run. Sometimes it's the they used to be copy protected.
Yeah,
they used to be copy protected by usually they'd have codes in manuals. Championship Manager, the original ones came with like a wheel.
Yeah, they did.
You had to line up the kits and that gave you the number.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Finding them to get into the games nowadays, it's a fucking nightmare. I found someone who lined them all up. In each sequence, took a picture of them all and posted them online. There was like 100 pictures.
That is ridiculous.
You had to scroll down it and find which one.
So listen, right, it plugs into a TV. Yeah. It will be sold with around 1,000 games built in, apparently.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It has sufficient memory.
Them games would be so small, you see. Yeah.
No, but listen to this. Okay. The Vega, additionally, has sufficient memory to allow the user to download other games that will be available from launch for free.
Think about a lot of apps nowadays and stuff that people are making. Games, you know, stuff like Candy Crush. And so it's really popular, but really simple.
Yeah.
It'll go on a console app that doesn't need to be graphically wonderful to power it.
No, it's
all
fun.
These apps that are on mobile devices will run perfectly on stuff like that, won't they? And I suppose, technically, it's like another platform for smaller game developers like yourself.
Well, if they're gonna
to
do
hit it up,
if they're gonna do a store, it's goldmine.
It is.
The problem with the App Store is it's just flooded.
Yeah, so but again, it's another platform for people like you.
Well, yeah,
if you can get involved in that really quickly.
Well, you put I don't know what the specs of the actual
you'd have to find
hardware
out,
is.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be good.
But it sounds like an opportunity, doesn't it, for game developers?
Yeah, I'll have to have a look into that.
So it says here the ZX Spectrum was released in April 1982.
I remember getting one.
Let's have a look. The computer was thinner than anything else available at the time and cost £125 for a basic model.
That's expensive in
with
82.
16K or £175 for a 48K model.
Calculators are more.
Imagine. Fucking a terabyte small now.
Yeah.
There you go. Next one. Man runs over his own head.
Bonk.
It's not Brian Harvey.
Okay.
You were going to say that then, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
A man is fighting for his life in hospital after a freak accident in his driveway.
You run over your own head?
The man jumped out of his van at his home in Aurora, Colorado, to avoid being burnt by a lit cigarette he had dropped down the front of his jacket.
Oh dear.
As he jumped out, his van kept rolling backwards and he was knocked over. The front driver's side tire then rolled over his head.
Ouchie.
The man was transported to the local hospital. Jeez. He is in critical condition, but they say he will pull
critical
through.
Condition.
Apparently he's past the worst of it.
Best wishes then. Yeah, best wishes.
That is unlucky, isn't it? That is unlucky.
There's no permanent damage.
So there you go. Smoking's worse than talking on your phone.
Yeah,
by a long stretch. Because when you get out, you run over yourself. And then last one. Music video surpasses the 32-bit integer max value on YouTube.
Bong.
Bong. Is this thingy?
So YouTube has upgraded their view count tracking after the music video for Gangnam Style by Psy surpassed the 32-bit integer max positive value, meaning it hit and went over 2 billion 147,483,647 views.
Gangland style.
Wow.
A spokesman at YouTube said, "We never thought a video would be watched in numbers greater than a 32-bit integer."
I got up to 64-bit.
But that was before we met Sai. Gangnam Style has been viewed so many times, we've got to upgrade our systems. That is unbelievable. But saying that, will it ever happen again?
Probably
but
not.
But saying that, people will still keep watching Gangnam,
yeah,
won't they?
Yeah, they'll just keep getting more and more.
What do they do? Reset the counter?
Yeah, they never will.
Just reset the counter.
Thinking another 100 years where it'll be.
Hopefully jettisoned into space.
It's actually not that bad a song, let's be honest. No, there's worse songs out there, isn't
there? Dave Grohl said it was one of the best songs ever written.
There you go. For a commercial point of view, it is.
Yeah, depends what you're classing
it
as.
That man
has,
will never have to record another song ever again in his entire life. He's made enough money.
Could probably buy Korea.
Probably could.
And Snoop Dogg, shame on you for featuring on his follow-up single.
Quite
good.
Well, to be fair, again, good commercial sense, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
A lot of coverage for Snoop Lion, however.
Way of the world.
Snoop Beaver is here this week.
Snoop Badger, I think he is.
Snoopy Badger.
Snoop Giraffe.
Snoop Badger.
Snoop Giraffe. So yeah, that was the news.
Bong.
Congratulations.
That was the podcast.
More news next week.
Last week,
yeah.
The outro, Grandpa Stan.
Yeah.
You put it in the middle of the podcast.
It wasn't really an outro, was it?
It was. Yeah, we used it. You used it for weeks and weeks as the outro.
I did, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was in the middle of the podcast.
I just switched it up. How's the intro going?
I don't know.
The
I've
song.
Not seen him. I've not seen him.
Have you not seen him? Is he at your job now?
Yeah.
So you're leaving.
Yeah, but
you are going to get it. That's fine. That's okay. Have you not had any kind of little previews?
I've had one rough copy. That's it.
And was it good?
Yeah, it was very good.
Was it good? I'm glad. I'm really excited. I'm really looking forward to it.
Love a rough.
We're gonna have to get him on. We're gonna have to get him on, and we'll play it.
He
can tell us about it. What his inspirations were.
Well, all right. Well, we'll play it and give him a big shout out and stuff.
Our game's coming.
Yeah. Game's coming.
I will. He can come and bring his guitar and give us a song.
Do you think he could play us a few bits?
It would if we
could. He play it live? Do you think?
Yeah, he could.
That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I think it's different, isn't it, playing it live than
than
recording something, because you get to like us. You know, we get to edit it and clean it up, you know.
Yeah.
All your racist stuff. We just take all that out.
Oh, God, yeah.
I know. We'd never get a broadcast.
We wouldn't, would we?
You star. Christ.
I don't wear my masks in the photos either or anything like that.
The hood.
The hoods. The hoods.
I had so weird flashes in my head then.
But, so it's different, I suppose, playing a song live, especially for someone like him who's never, you know, he's got an album, which is quite good.
Yeah.
We've got millions of followers, so I mean, we've been playing to massive.
What's it
audience.
Called?
What's called?
Can you download it on iTunes?
I don't think he's released it.
Has he not? He should do.
I've number got a copy
one.
Of it.
Just to see what goes
Christmas
off.
Number one.
Really?
I've got a copy of it.
That's the good thing about digital downloads now. Anybody can release anything for nothing,
but
really.
Someone is like unsigned, he made it himself, he edited himself,
Yeah, produced it.
And it's
Are you beard scratching with your microphone?
It's different doing that and then recording us an intro to a podcast and he's actually coming on and singing the fucking thing live.
Is it quite jolly?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Yes, it's
not like Slipknot style.
No, it's got a verse each. We've got a verse each about you, me and Tim.
Cool.
Based on
but yeah, it must be quite long.
Podcast. No, it's not. It's only about 40 seconds long. That's
awesome.
It. It's not long.
Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah. It is really good. It's really funny.
Looking
it's
forward
really
to
good.
It.
Well then, Tim's kicking it out.
Yep.
I think you are, aren't you?
You can feel the missus.
You can feel her.
Her eyes burning through the ceiling. Get out of my house. Got to work in 6 hours. What's been in your advent calendar? Is there any pictures behind you?
They're like milk chocolate elves.
Mom.
Elves? You've only opened 2 days.
Yeah.
It's 3 days.
I like to serve them up.
Oh, okay.
Get some free breakfast.
Have them with his porridge and pomegranates.
No, I don't have any pomegranates. There's no pomegranates in there.
You're joking.
There's a shortage.
You should have got a pomegranate filled.
It's been raspberries.
I went to Booths today.
Fucking hell, did you? You went to Booths?
Yeah.
What was in Booths?
Did they let you in?
Yeah, they did. What was in Booths?
Why were you in Booths?
I just fancied to drive out in my new car.
Oh, oh, here we go. Here we go.
Give it a thrash down the ring road.
Okay.
So it's Booths because it's posh.
It is posh.
I didn't buy anything from there that I couldn't have bought in Morrison's.
Yeah, exactly. Probably
cost double the price.
Yeah.
I did buy some Lancashire black pudding and English mustard flavour crisps.
Ooh.
Which sound quite interesting.
Right,
have you tried them yet?
No, not yet.
Saving them for a special time.
I'm not going to eat them in a new car, will you?
No. No. And fucking kids on Sunday. Yeah. No food in the car, you bastards. Get your feet off the seats.
Oh, dear.
And what's in the boots already full?
What?
The boot of my new car, balls with... and football kit.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course. How's that going?
I went there on Sunday and said to work. But
did they win again?
They lost against top of the league as 4-1.
All right,
but
scored.
Their coach came and said we were probably the best team they'd had there this season. And they've played 8-1-8. He says, yeah.
That's good,
they've
then.
Got something good going on there.
Oh, that's a good...
We're playing bottom of the league on Sunday.
So maybe a win.
So fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Get an early goal. Hit them quick.
Hit them, come out and stick
start
hard.
Start quick. Get their heads down. That's the way to do it.
That's it.
Go for it, boys.
Get the job done at half time.
Play at your own pace. Control the game.
If you're 5-0 up at half time, you're onto it. Mind you, we played them last season when we had one team rather than because it split into two, and I think we were 4-0 up at half time and it ended up 4-3.
No, oh, never.
Our guys just totally took the foot off the gas.
Yeah,
yeah. I can't do that.
4-1.
See professionals do it.
And then me and Phil were like, fucking what the fuck? 4-3. Shit.
That's close.
But it's like when we played like Pudsey the other week and it was like we were like 6-0 up. And they scored twice, and I'm like, they're coming back.
Here we go.
What's going on? But it ended up 8-2, so.
Sweet.
So hopefully, Sunday.
So you've had some really good results.
I'll be celebrating.
I think last time we spoke to you, they'd only won one, and you weren't there to see it.
Yeah, I've missed all the. I watched the 8-2.
Yeah.
But it was on my break from work, so I shot up the ring road to watch them.
I know this is a weird question, but why don't you get someone to just video it?
Because
are you
allowed?
You're not allowed, are you?
Because you're videoing other people's kids.
Kids, yeah.
That's the no-no, isn't it?
I could probably video my lot.
Yeah.
But it's the team they're playing against.
You'd have to get everyone's signature.
You'd have to have like, the permissions of all the parents. That just won't be possible.
It's not
you'd
right,
have to come
though,
down one day,
ridiculous.
Rob, and have a watch.
Yeah. What, and just see what's the crack?
Just come and have a watch. It's good laugh.
Yeah, no, I bet it is.
You can get a brew.
Oh yeah, all right.
Home and away, you can get a brew.
Is it just your flask?
No. There's a proper
grandpa's.
There's a proper tuck shop.
Grandpa's flask.
There's a whole tent at bloody Bramley. We're playing on Sunday.
Yeah,
a whole tent there.
My niece plays Nunroyd in Geyser.
Oh yeah.
And there's like a little hut there with a tuck shop.
You have to come down and watch us one day.
She's pretty good, you know. Is Rosie?
Yeah, you were saying.
She's all right. Yeah. There's a girl in defence. She's really tall.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, she does a job. She's good.
Oh no, there's some like
the proper, wall.
You know, that 12 and that size of me. These are the girls.
Yeah,
like a fucking Wolverine. Where the fuck have they got her from? What they've been feeding her?
Russia.
You like to come down, Rob, and have
from
a watch.
Russia.
We feed them.
Bring Finlay.
Yeah.
Give him some sweets. He'd be happy. Stood it freezing cold.
I don't think he would be.
I wouldn't. He? So he like football.
Yeah, he does. He kind of wakes up on a Saturday night just as match of the day is starting.
So he doesn't really watch it.
Nah, he doesn't mind it.
You'd be more than welcome to come and watch and support
the boys.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I might do one Sunday morning.
Give it a watch.
Yeah, we'll bring
you
some.
You can watch me standing in my technical area screaming at 12-year-olds.
Yeah, we'll just stand on the corner eating mince pies.
Yeah.
Yeah, stand behind goal.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to stand behind goal.
Aren't you? Why? For fear of death.
Because it's a children's football match, so they've got like a respect barrier. You're not allowed to cross it.
Oh, yeah.
Respect. So it's about 3 yards grassroots away from the touchline.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to shout at the ref.
No.
You're not allowed to shout the players unless it's encouragement or someone will come and tell you
I'm an English
stop or leave.
Less of that, I'm English.
Down with this sort of thing. You know, someone told me the other day that voice that Americans assume that we all speak like.
The BBC.
That was the reason for that. There was a reason everyone put that voice on.
Was it the war?
No, it wasn't. It was because the early recording stuff, they didn't have any bass.
Oh, I see.
In the recordings, so they had to speak clearly and precisely so everyone could understand what they were saying. That's why. Someone told me that the other day.
People are still...
How interesting.
People
I
still
thought that was really that. Interesting,
yeah.
though.
Mm,
so
yes.
That's why people talk... Now you see, sort of post-recording, you can do whatever. You could make me sound like I'm on helium for the entire podcast.
I do most of the time, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like then, chipmunk, they didn't. It was like what you recorded was what you got. So you had to make sure that everything was clear and understood.
and precise.
Yeah, so it's like you have to make sure everything they said, every syllable, was separate.
Round the rugged rock.
Ragged.
Ragged?
Fuck.
Ragged.
Don't think that was part of the rhyme, Timothy.
Ragged. Ragged, Robert.
The ragged.
Ragged. Round the ragged rock.
Ragged me.
Or is it rugged rock?
It's the rugged rock. The ragged rascal ran.
I don't care.
Anyhow.
It was wrong. But that's why. I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite interesting.
It's quite good.
Thank you for that.
It's all right. Factoid of the week.
Factoid.
Oh, God,
Factoid
turns to Steve of the Wright. Week.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good, is it?
He's quite rotund these days, I believe.
He is a massive fatty nowadays, isn't he?
Which you didn't think it'd ever happen.
No.
Do you remember Arnie and the Terminators? Do you remember that?
No. Oh, God. Uzi 9mm.
Uzi 9mm. He did a song. It was weird. It actually charted and everything. We are going to take some photographs before we leave tonight of us all looking really tired. And we'll just stick them on Instagram. We like Instagram. It's good.
Yeah, it
and
is.
We're on it. Yeah. So go on it. And we're also on Facebook.
I'll maybe look
like
at
that.
I'll maybe look at Vine, because apparently Vine is owned by Twitter and they're all linked together.
That's why you get some interesting vines.
Hello.
The Three Cuckoos Podcast.
You are here. You have downloaded us. Thank you very, very much.
That's an enormous moth. Final cut of the podcast. We'll leave it to the deaf member of
the
group.
Deaf member of the group, yeah.
How the hell do you masturbate with a hook?
Kissy fur was pretty good gummy.
Kissy. Whoa, hang on. Kissy fur.
Turn your fleece into a trendy gilet.
Hello, pets, and welcome to this week's how-to.
Thank you for the follow, Baratheon.
What? If I could turn back time.
Thankings.
Hiya.
I'm coming.
Some cheese.
And a pickle.
Cheese and fine wine.
Oh, it's the Three Cuckoos Podcast.
That's it for this week's lucky news.
The worst podcast item ever.
Tune in, iTunes, Stitcher, download us, subscribe us,
yeah.
Stream us.
Digital blog,
because I do that.
Yeah, and get us at Three Cuckoos.
That would be a show.
Right, this week's Premier League predictions,
ooh,
boys and girls.
Double header.
Whoop, whoop, double fist.
Double fisting.
Double fist.
Double ended.
Yep.
So we're going to... The results have just come in from tonight's game. So we've had Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So the results for Saturday, Sunday...
Let's do this.
Miserable.
...are... as follows. In third place with 4 points is Robert.
Rocking it up.
Second place, 6 points is me.
Ooh.
First place with 7 points is Tim.
Onto that, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That will put him joint on points with you, Rob.
Yeah.
And he missed 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Clawing it back.
Shocking, isn't it?
So tonight, Tuesday, Wednesday.
It's a funny league, though. It's a funny league.
In second place is Rob with 8 points.
I'll take second.
And joint first is me and Tim with 10 apiece.
It's good that. It's good that.
So he's now 2 ahead of you.
Yeah.
After you
stormed
into 19 points in the first 2 weeks and you were going to piss all over
I'll take 8 points from this week. I'll take
that's
that.
That's pretty good.
Because that's all right.
You're like Harry Redknapp.
Yeah.
I'll take out what I can get my hands on now. I'm doing that badly.
It's like
just call me Alan Irving.
It's a marathon.
It is. Right, so we'll go straight into week 14.
It's not even Christmas yet, by the way.
It's not, I know. It's going to be tough over Christmas. If we miss one over Christmas, we have to do like...
Well, we're doomed.
Three lots of Premier League predictions because they play so much.
Yeah, that's a good
point. We'll just
have
to try and not miss anything.
We should be whinging like the managers are over fixture.
It's a bit harsh on them, though. Some of the fixtures are just stupid.
I know. Right, so...
Do it.
First match.
Yep.
Newcastle.
Yep.
Versus Chelsea.
I'm going to go 2-1 Chelsea.
You can put me down.
2. Buckle my shoe.
For 3-1 Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. Tasty.
I'll go for my favourite score.
2-0.
Yep. Chelsea.
Yeah.
Game of the weekend for me. It's literally got my... I'm licking my lips in anticipation of Hull...
I thought you were going to say...
...versus West Brom.
My God.
Fucking hell. MNF!
Can see goals in that. I think...
Can you imagine a worse game than Hull against West Brom?
It's going to be awful.
Hull have won
1-1.
Hull have won 4 games in this year.
Yeah, they're
West Brom haven't scored for about 18 years.
What did you say?
1-1.
1-1.
It could easily be 0-0.
Hull scored a goal. Yeah. Hull scored a goal tonight.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking 1-0.
Is that why you've gone for that?
Yeah, because I think they're going to get another.
I am going to go...
I'm going positive.
They might come good at one point and upset the balance.
They've got the potential in the team to do well.
I will go... Oh man, that's a pretty good shout. 0-0. 0-0.
Two goals in that one.
Yeah.
Neck on the line. 1-0 Hull.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Liverpool versus Sunderland.
Ooh. 2-1.
Ooh.
Liverpool.
I was just going to say 2-1.
Could easily be 3-1.
You've nicked my score. 2-0 Liverpool. I stuttered as that came out of my mouth. Yeah, 2-0
Liverpool. 1-0
Liverpool.
So all Liverpool wins there.
Rob, are you ready? QPR versus Burnley.
Oh, wow.
We were just talking about this before, weren't we?
Rodney Marsh has come out on Twitter. Ex-footballer, by the way, everybody.
Ex-QPR.
He's come out and said if QPR win, they will stay up.
I think they have slightly turned a corner.
Yeah, they look a little bit more organised.
Yeah, they do.
They drop Rio.
I'm going to go 2-0 QPR.
Ooh.
But also, I think Burnley have improved.
Yeah, they have. They have. The status quo.
And that is why I'm going to go 2-1 QPR. Mm. Yes. What's his face up front for QPR?
Austin.
Charlie Austin.
That's him.
You like him, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do.
I just like his story.
Yeah.
How he's come through the league.
I think that's half of it with me.
Yeah. He's got like 6 goals this
season. I want him to do really well.
For his first season in the Prem, it's pretty good, is that?
The PM?
Yeah. The Prem.
The Prem. Yeah. So yeah, 2-1 for me.
2-1. Marco Sterling.
1-1.
1-1.
Stoke versus Arsenal.
At Stoke.
At Stoke.
Yeah.
Quite good. Are they good at home, Stoke?
They used to be. They're just shit all around.
Yeah, they used to be really good at home. You didn't score against Stoke at home.
2-1. Arsenal.
2-1.
Could be 2-0.
I can't see Arsenal getting 3 goals in a game.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm going to go 2-0 Arsenal.
I can't see Stoke.
Mark's favourite score.
Yeah, and I see you've stolen it, so thanks for that.
Yeah.
1-0 Arsenal.
Yeah, going 1-0 Arsenal.
Yeah. It could be any of them.
I know.
Really good.
Tottenham. Versus
the Spurs.
Palace.
That could be a toughie, you know, for Tottenham.
Yeah, because they've just been beaten. They might come on. Palace.
Tottenham just struggle to score.
Yeah.
I thought, before tonight, I thought they'd turned a bit of a corner. I thought they were getting better.
Yeah. What, just because of the Soldado goal?
The week before, they scored a last-minute winner, didn't they, against Hull?
Yeah.
And it was kind of... I thought, and then they won in midweek in Europe, and then they won on Saturday as well. And I thought maybe they've just turned the corner, but they've just got hammered tonight, haven't they? So
yeah, it's going to be up
by a good Chelsea.
Bad time to come up against Chelsea.
Yeah,
suppose,
it is.
But still,
Chelsea had a beat.
Palace are struggling a little bit.
Yeah. 2-1, Tottenham.
Oh, okay. 1-0, Tottenham. Yeah, give Tottenham benefit of doubt.
Yeah.
2-0, Tottenham.
Tottenham home. They're pretty good at home.
Yeah.
Clean sweep.
Manchester City versus Everton.
Ooh.
Man City are free scoring at the minute.
Yeah, and Everton lost a few players. Yeah. And
Everton are so good.
They are a good squad. They've got a really strong team.
I'm going to go 1-1.
Oh, that's a shout. I can't go any other way but City. Are they at home?
Yeah.
Man City are at home.
The Jihad.
I'm going to go. It's famous. World renowned. I'm going to go 3-1 Man City.
Ooh, can I get another game?
I don't think it'll be one-sided as that, but that will be.
Yeah, it'll be like one of those games. It just.
Yeah.
I'll go for my favourite score.
5-0.
2-0.
West Ham versus Swansea.
Ooh.
I like the way you do that after every.
But that could be a really good game.
That's because we love football so much. Yeah.
That could be a really good game, though, that. Swansea looking pretty good. West Ham are playing well.
Swansea like scoring goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
2-2.
West Ham are doing so well at the minute as well.
West Ham have got a pretty good defence, though, as well.
Yeah, they have.
What have you done?
2-2.
You're going for a lot of draws.
I got a feeling. Probably get no points this week.
Three's not that many, to be honest, Rob.
I'm going to go, it is in a week. It's not. I'm going to go Swansea 1-0.
1-1.
Oh.
Villa. I've changed my mind. This is fixture of the weekend.
Oh, God.
Villa versus Leicester.
That's a relegation battle.
That's got 0-0 written all over
That is a proverbial six-pointer.
Except for the Americans out there, they only get 3 for a win.
Yeah, they only get 3 for a win, but if one of them loses, they might as well just pack their bags.
I think Leicester can pack their bags now.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Is that Villa Park?
Yeah.
Ojoa has stopped scoring, eh?
He scored a bloody weekend, didn't he?
No, I think he got an assist, didn't he?
We all got Leicester to go down. All three of us.
1-0 Villa.
1-0 Villa. Have Villa scored since...
They scored last time, didn't they?
Did they?
They won 1-0 at the weekend, didn't they?
Oh, okay.
Didn't they?
Do you know what?
I think they did.
Do you know what?
Who were they playing?
Burnley. No, it
wasn't Burnley. They were playing Burnley, yeah.
Oh, was it?
They won 1-0, didn't they?
Can you put me down for 1-0, please, Mark?
Yes.
It's going to be something like that, innit?
I'll go for 0-0.
Can't see many more goals than that.
And finally, the final week, MNF is back.
Boom.
United.
Swansea? No. Southampton versus Manchester United.
Ooh.
Southampton have gone two games without a goal now.
Yeah, and they've lost a few players tonight. Injury. They're going to be out for a bit. So that might hurt them a bit.
Good result, though. They've held Arsenal nearly all game.
Yeah. They're a good side.
They're a good side.
They are a good side.
Arsenal are a very good side.
Blankety blank.
Timothy.
Blankety blank.
United don't have Falco or Rooney.
Falco, he's dead. He died in a bus crash in Dominican Republic.
I'm a death. Oh, that's a toughie. I am going to go 2-1 Southampton.
Whoa! Crazy fool!
Carragher would go mental like.
Do you remember that game they played where they lost about, what were it, 6-3 or something down at Southampton?
Southampton, yeah.
The grey kit.
The kit at half time.
They couldn't see each other.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was dark.
It was light.
It was a great game, was that? It was brilliant. I can't see it going any other way but Man United.
I can't either.
But it'll be tight, won't it?
They're playing well. They're in top four.
1-2 to Manchester United.
Buckle your shoe. I'll go for 0-2 to Man United.
Yeah.
And with that, that concludes...
Short.
Premier League predictions.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's exciting.
And I love it.
Well, except for the fact I keep stretching my lead over you.
I know. I'm just not that competitive and I just
enjoy
it. You're
a liar. You were competitive when you were winning.
Oh, no, I like winning.
But you're not competitive now you're losing.
No, because I'm just enjoying it now. It's good. Yeah, that's definitely
it.
I'm
just trying to think. You're not enjoying it at all.
No, I am. I love it. I'm just trying to think if there's any football news, like major football news to speak of. But I can't think of
there's some inquiry into... There's always something every week about FIFA and the rigging of the votes for the World Cup and stuff.
Oh, have they...
I mean, for Christ's sake, you can go back as far as 1994. Why would they give a World Cup to a place like America?
But then actually...
They play football with the wrong shaped ball and their hands, for fuck's sake.
America.
The soccer World Cup. Fuck off. He even fucked up the opening ceremony, Diana Ross.
But then Baggio did the same thing in the World Cup final, and he's paid to play football.
Baggio.
Although he did have a dirty little ponytail.
He did have a dirty. It was a bit of a mullet.
Rat-tail.
Yeah.
A bit of a mullet going on, wasn't it?
All right, quick question. What's your favourite World Cup in your lifetime? Ooh. Don't give me all that 66 bullshit because you weren't there. I loved Italia 90. It was like being born again.
06, I think.
Well, you know, being like 11 years old.
Which was 06? Brazil. Where was that held?
It was Germany.
What was the Brazil one? 2010.
No, that was South Africa. It was this one, Brazil.
Yeah. You knew that.
One.
Why did you ask?
It was this one.
No, 2006 was probably my favourite.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Who won it, Tim?
No idea. It's not about winning.
Who was in it? What was so memorable about
just
it?
Just us being in it. We had a good team then.
We didn't. We were shite.
Yeah, we had a good team then, though.
One I have the best memories of.
Yeah.
Easily, France 98.
Yeah.
Easily, France 98.
Yeah, that
because
actually.
I was drinking
we broke a chair.
Yeah.
We were all out having a good time. That Sol Campbell goal that should have stood against... Yeah, Argentina.
Don't go there.
Yeah,
but Euro 2004.
I have great memories
good.
Of it. And
Owen's goal.
I feel that we had a great side.
Yeah.
If Beckham had got sent off, we'd have won that game.
Yeah,
yeah.
And but we should have won it anyway.
Different. Because we had a great side then. Yeah, we really did.
Well, that kind of late 90s, sort of mid to mid 2000s, I thought we had the best team we've ever
I think
had.
The thing about it was that Glenn Hoddle was the coach. And I think Glenn Hoddle was a very good coach.
What about 2002 Japan? That was a cracking World Cup.
Yeah, that was a good.
You had people getting knocked out in group stages.
But again, we did really well. If it hadn't been for that bloody...
It was a fluke goal by Ronaldinho that beat Seaman. He lobbed Seaman.
He did lob Seaman for 50
yards. 50 yards, something like that.
Done to him by Naeem as well, didn't
So that was great. Yeah, oh, yeah, bless him.
Cup winner's cup or something.
I think he'd shaved his tash.
Yeah.
He was just tashless as well. Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I'm going for France 98 just because of the memories of...
Yeah, definitely.
Just remembering being pissed and...
Pound a bottle. Lovely.
Yorkshire Rose.
Yeah, I remember that.
We still owe him a bench,
yeah,
I think.
Do.
Yeah,
yeah, it's on the list in there, anyway.
You go in, it says they're not allowed in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pub watch.
I think that was my favourite, I think.
Okay, cool.
Probably not from a footballing point of view, just from a happy memories point of view.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a good party time.
But I don't really remember Italia 90.
No, I don't.
Scalacci.
It was
Scalacci! He just came off the bench and started scoring goals for fun.
And Roger Miller, remember him?
Yeah, or the spitting. Holland.
Spitting in... No. That was Germany. That was Frank Rijkaard spitting on
Germany
Rudy Voller.
And Holland.
Was it Rudy Voller or Andy Bremer?
It was Rudy Voller.
Frank Rijkaard spitting in his hair.
But proper greens.
Spitting his perm.
Oh, yeah,
genius.
You could see him grunging it
proper
back.
Proper greening up.
You could... Oh, it was dirty.
It was hilarious.
And then, like, no referee saw it. It was brilliant. And Klinsmann as well.
David Platt against Belgium.
Oh. It was ace.
Remember that?
Mm. You see, you do remember it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and the Cameroon game.
Yeah.
Where we got, like, penalties
3-2.
And stuff. It was brilliant.
Galinica's got that trick.
Yeah, and Cameroon-Argentina, the opening game.
But France 98, Michael Owen, the goal he scored against Argentina.
Brilliant.
Just
glorious.
What a goal that was.
Yeah,
best goal he's ever
glorious.
Scored, that.
Yeah, it was.
And their cheeky goal against us as well, through free kick. That was good.
And just think that we didn't qualify the one before.
Weird.
94.
Yeah. They won the World Cup, though, were it? Let's be honest.
Coming! USA!
Thanks, boys.
Tweet us at Three Cuckoos on the Twitters. Email us threecuckoos@gmail.com or visit the blog, the Three Cuckoos podcast.wordpress.com. Can I go now?
Under the boardwalk.
Yes.
Under the boardwalk.